My name is Parth and I'm 5 years old.
Do you know any languages of India?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hindi.
Can you say anything in Hindi?
Yeah.
What can you tell me in Hindi?
Hello is namaste and bye-bye too.
Okay. That was Parth Gupta. He and his parents are an active part of the Hindu community at Columbia's Shanti Mandir. Coming up tonight on KBIA's Thinking Out Loud, we'll start a new series examining why some Mid-Missourians are attending church or having religious experiences, this during a time when fewer Americans are reported to be choosing to be affiliated with a church. I'm Trevor Harris. This is Thinking Out Loud. Your neighbors are more interesting than you think. In 2015, the Pew Research Center for Religion and Public Life reported that the Christian share of the U.S. population is declining, while the number of U.S. adults who don't identify with any organized religion is increasing. These changes are taking place across the religious landscape, reports Pew, affecting all regions of the country. While the drop in Christian affiliation is particularly pronounced among young adults, it's occurring amongst Americans of all ages. The same trends are seen among whites, blacks, and Latinos, and among both college graduates and adults with only a high school education, and among women as well as men. Coming up in the next few weeks, we'll talk to a range of Mid-Missourians about why they attend religious services in an era of declining church attendance in America. The series starts with a local physician who lives far from his native home. Sumit Gupta gets a dose of Hindu culture each time he drops in to Columbia's Shanti Mandir.
My name is Sumit Gupta. I'm one of the pediatric orthopedic surgeons at University of Missouri. And I basically work treating kids with musculoskeletal injuries and other conditions, mostly down at the Children's Hospital.
And where are you originally from?
I'm originally from New Delhi in India. That's where I was born. My family did travel a lot. I grew up in the Middle East for several years before they emigrated to Canada. And then all of my formal education, including bachelor's and medical school, was in Canada. And then I trained as an orthopedic surgeon in Canada before moving to the United States for a full-time job. So coming to Colombia, we did know that there was a fairly large Indian community with a large number of people who practice our faith, which is Hinduism. And we were aware that there is a temple here, which helps people of the Hindu faith get together and celebrate our common events. We had known this just from talking to people as well as looking at the website and thanks for the temple. So once we were here, we made our way to the events that they had and eventually met a lot of people through there and have really built up a large network of friends, a lot of which we first met at the temple.
For folks who might not be familiar with the faith, can you give us the, even if it's impossible, try to give us the elevator statement about what is Hinduism?
Well, that is hard to explain in an elevator, but
because there's like whole classes on that.
Yeah. So you know, to me, what Hinduism is it's really a faith that tells you how to live your life in some ways, but not through a way where it preaches it, but a way where it gives you examples. So most of our stories and mythology in Hinduism is based on gods that come to Earth to make Earth a better place, whether there's a lot of evil there which they eradicate. And the idea is that you see how these people led their lives and use that as an inspiration. And the stories that are told in these myths basically show characteristics that God feels are the best characteristics that human beings should display. So based on these stories, to me, that's what Hinduism tells me, is that I have a role model on which I can base my decisions and my life choices.
To what extent is Shanti Mandir or you preaching in hopes of winning converts? Is that a goal at all?
I think, you know, looking at Hinduism, it's one of the older religions in the world, and I have never really come across any, either any texts in Hinduism or any of the preachers in the field who try to convert people. That may just be because at the time when Hinduism was being popularized, there wasn't really any religion to convert from. And Hinduism grew in India in a cradle of civilization where there wasn't, you know, a lot of other things going on at that time. So I've yet to come across any kind of text which, you know, encourages people to convert others to Hinduism. And to me, that's a very positive thing. I kind of think it doesn't, it's not as coercive maybe as some other religions, because I don't have that pressure to tell other people that, hey, you got to come and see my religion because it's so great. That part just doesn't exist in Hinduism.
So when you go to Shanti Mandir, when you take the family over there, your wife, and you've got three kids?
I do.
When you take the family to Shanti Mandir, what are you getting out of the experience?
So for me personally, the first thing is the sense of community. These are people who have, you know, grown up in a fairly similar environment to what I have. They've heard the same stories and read the same books, and you just have that instant connection with them. We've made a lot of friends through there because they do share the same values and in some cases speak the same language that we do at home. That I think that bond is there. From a family perspective, I think it's really, really important for us to have our children understand the culture, the religion, the things that go with that in terms of how we dress, how we eat, the foods that are different, the events that we celebrate. And I think the only way to do that is to expose them to that as much as we can, as well as make sure that they see that we're not the only ones who do this. There's a whole lot of people who do this too. And it's not odd or abnormal or that different, and so that they can develop a sense of pride in this.
It sounds like what Shanti Mandir is doing, what your faith community is giving you, is a grounding for your children in the Indian experience, even though they're thousands of miles away from the motherland.
I think that would be a fair way to put it. You know, we grew up with a lot of these experiences when I lived in India and other places. We had these growing up. And I think that when, if you want our children to understand that and to keep part of that culture alive, it's harder to do in a place where you don't see it all the time. So we do feel we have to make that effort to make sure they're exposed to it. And the Shanti Mandir definitely provides that to a large extent. I mean, most of the events that we go to, everybody dresses in Indian clothes. So our children see that, you know what, it's okay to wear Indian clothes. It's not just that we do it at an odd time and that's all. Everybody else does it too, so it's okay.
Are you speaking a combination of English and Hindi at home?
We speak mostly Hindi at home.
What do you see as the role that Shanti Mandir can play in the lives of Parth and his peers who are Indian growing up away from India?
I think that it's already playing a role in that. It's giving Parth and kids like him a chance to learn more about their culture and religion more than me and my wife can teach them. You know, we both believe in God, but we're not overtly religious, and we don't understand a lot of things about the scriptures, and there's a lot of different stories that we don't even know. By going to the temple, the kids get exposed to different viewpoints. They learn new stories. They learn much more in depth about the religion than they could get from a very narrow perspective that me and my wife could provide. So I think in that way, it really helps them understand the broader aspects of the religion and look at it from a different point of view too. So that's really important for us, that they will understand more of the religion. In terms of the cultural activities, the temple really puts on a lot of cultural activities. All of the major Hindu festivals are celebrated there, things like Diwali and Holi. I think the children can kind of see the importance of that. And our hope is that going forward, once they get older and leave the house, they'll still retain some of that and maybe pass that on to their own families too, so that we can keep that tradition alive.
All right, back to Parth. You're a really mature guy, so I'm going to ask you a mature question. Can you handle that? All right. First off, I want to know, have you been to India? Have you ever been to India?
No.
No?
I've been there when I was a little baby.
Okay, so you don't have any real memories of what India was like. You have memories of what the Learning Tree is like, or what KBIA is like, or Pongal, but you don't have any memories of India.
Yeah.
So when you go to Shanti Mandir, you've been to Shanti Mandir before, right?
Yes.
When you go to Shanti Mandir, what do you like about it?
To sing bhajans.
And what are bhajans?
To pray to Jesus.
And you like to sing?
Yeah.
And when I've been there before, I've gone once, there are bells, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, You're a big guy, but you don't seem to me like you can read yet. Do you just have the bhajans memorized, or
like,
you?
I read books when, like, my mom and dad read books half, and then I try to read one word, and then they do read a little more, and then I try to read one more.
So you can speak some Hindi, and it sounds like you're learning to read a little bit of written Hindi.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So that when you interact with other Indians, whether in America or India, you've got a place to start. Right? Earlier you knew how to say...
Namaste. I go to Shishu Vihar. That is for kids. And there are a lot of kids there. And one of my friend comes called Vedant and Arya, the two of them.
So you have some good friends who are Indian and some friends who are not Indian.
All of them are Indian because Shishu Vihar is something you learn about Hindus.
So here in America, you're learning about all of our American traditions and all of our history, but you're also getting this supplementary education, this extra education in Hindu language and traditions and culture. Do you know any bhajans by heart?
Yeah.
Yeah? Can you sing a little bit? Go ahead.
Jai Guru Om Kala, Jai Jai Sat Guru Om Kala, Om Brahma Vishnu Sadashivai. Brahma Vishnu Sadashivai. Hale 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 Mahadevai. Om Hale 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 Mahadevai. Om.
That's impressive that a young man of your age has memorized a song in Hindi. I'm impressed. Good job.
Thanks.
All right, I want to ask you, Dad, another question. Do you think that the experiences that Parth and his siblings are having at Shanti Mandir will color their future choices about how connected they are with the faith community and how connected they are with their Hindu culture?
We certainly hope so. Yeah, I mean, time will tell. It's hard to know. When I look at people who are my age now, it's hard to predict which one of them would have continued and which wouldn't, based on what they had done as younger kids. Even sometimes within families, you see some kids kind of gravitating more towards those things and being culturally involved and keeping that up, and others not, even though they were raised in the same family. So I don't know, but I think from our end, we think it would be a very valuable thing for them to do, and it's something we at least want to give them the maximum exposure to, so that hopefully that maximizes the chances that they will keep that as part of their lives. It's been a great place to live in, and we feel very fortunate that we've come somewhere where we feel that we were accepted and could find people who are like-minded and who are tolerant and who can be part of our community. So, I think the Shanti Mandir does a good job of trying to incorporate people, and we're certainly grateful for that. And I think, you know, moving forward, we just hope that we see that same kind of tolerance across the state and across the country. There's obviously a lot of changes politically and things like that. It almost seems like there's a lot of intolerance, whether it's religious or race-based or whatnot. I like to think that we kind of get away from it all when we participate in some of these events. So that would be something that we really hope moving forward is less often and is a better place for our kids to grow up.
That was Sumit Gupta, the Columbia physician. His wife and their three kids attend Columbia's Hindu temple. Religious affiliation in America is down in the last few years. We'll talk in a few weeks with another member of a local faith community about a very different reason that they stay religiously active.